We're in Perek Yudbeis, Mishnayis Gimlin Dalid. Remember we said that there are three component parts that a house must have, or a wall that it have, each wall must have, for it to be susceptible to Nigei Botim. And those are stones, Avonim, Ofer, and Eitz. This Mishnah deals with the Avonim. How many stones are necessary for Tumis Negoyim? And before we start the Mishnah, I'd like to read to you the Perish of the Rambam on the Mishnah. The Rambam says, Min Hatzorek Shetedah, it's necessary that you should know, Kishir Nige Botim Shne Grisim, that the shear of the Negoyim of Botim are two Grisim. The Fisha Omer, because the Torah says, Baruch Hohenes Hanega, V'hineh Hanega. In the same sentences, that Kohen sees the Nega, and behold the Nega. So Nega twice. Melamed Shein HaNega Mitami Elo B'Kishne Grisim. And this is the Sifruah that he's quoting. Uladas Rabbi Yishmoel Omer Shim Nira K'Shne Grisim. And that in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yishmoel says that even if the two Grisim appear on one stone, 11 Achas Tomei, so L'Pachol Shiyeh B'Bayis Arba Avonim. Because he requires in each wall there should be one stone, at least one stone, and that one stone can have two grisim. The grisim can also be on two stones in that wall, but there have to be two grisim on each wall. But minimally, Rabbi Shmuel says, even if the two grisim appear on one stone in each wall, so he has a minimum of four stones. Now, Uladas Rabbi Akiva, who omer sheshnei agrisim al shnei avonim davka. Rabbi Akiva says that the two grisim cannot appear on the same stone. They have to appear on two separate stones. So each of the four walls have to have two separate stones, each with the gris on it. So that means two stones for each of the four walls means eight stones. And then there's a third sheet that the Mishnah is going to bring down, Reb Elazar ben Shimon. I think this is the sheet that the Rashi discusses in Chumash. Amar ki imam she'omer Hashem b'kiro sabayis matzrich she'iye hanega b'rabas haksolim k'gris b'kol kosel min haksolim shemihem nasis hazovius. What Reb Elazar ben Shimon is saying, when Hashem says in the walls of the house that the grisim have to appear in the intersection of the walls, by the corners. And the appearance of the grisim are like this. The gris, a gris at the corner on one stone, then at the right angle stone, and continues to make another gris at the stone at the intersection that's at right angles to this stone. And the height of the both strips is a gris. So you have a gris that extends at right angles from one stone in the corner to the other stone on all four corners. That sheet is Reb Elazar ben Shimon. Let me read you the Mishnah. The kama avonim yubo, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, arba, a minimum of four stones, but the minimum has to have, though, two negoyim on each of those four stones, so eight grisim, two grisim on each stone. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Shmona, that there have to be eight stones, because you can't have two grisim on one stone. There have to be two stones, each with a gris, on each of the four walls. So that means eight stones. Atshiru k'shne grisim al shtei avonim, lo 11 achas, but not on one stone. So again, let me start again. Rabbi Shmuel Omer arba, Rabbi Akiva Omer shmona. Two stones and eight stones. Rabbi Yishmael, and the Mishnah explains the Shittas. Rabbi Yishmael Omer ad shir k'shnei grisim al shtei avonim. The minimal shear is two grisim on two stones underneath the walls, or 11 achas. Or it could be two stones, two grisim on two separate stones, which Rabbi Akiva requires. Or even two grisim on 11 achas, on one stone. So since you can have both grisim on one stone for each wall, that's a minimum of four stones. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ad Shei Re'eh Kishnei Grisim Al Shtei Avonim, Lo Al Levin Achas. Two grisim on one stone will not create a tumis negoyim. He gave botim. It won't do that. You need two separate stones in each wall, each one with a gris of the nega. Lo Al Levin Achas, not just in one stone. So he requires eight stones, two on each wall. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ad Shira Kishnei Grisim, Al Shtei Avonim, Kishnei Ksolim Bizovios. He also requires eight stones, but the stones have to so each wall has a nega on a cornerstone on each of its on each side, and that nega extends to the cornerstone of the other walls. Respective other walls at right angles. So orchol kishnei grisim. So it's two grisim, starting let's say in the east, and then moving towards the to the south, or to the west. Orchol bishnei grisim, v'orchol gris. Its length of two grisim and the width of the gris. So he also requires eight stones, but they have to be in like Rabbi Akiva, but they have to be in the corner. And the halach is like Rabbi Akiva, that is just eight stones, two stones per wall, each one with a neg of gris on it. That's Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalid, eight sim kedei litain tachas hashokuf. The usual the mashkof, both of a door and of a and of a window. I'm reading window here, unfortunately, because very rarely you have doors in all four walls. But windows is common because the each wall has to have the three materials: the wood, the stone, and the offer and the dirt. So the mashkov is the top part of, I think they call the lintel of the door of the door frame or the window frame. The top part is a shokov. Well, Mashkov Rashi says in Chumash Rayuah, from the language of Nishkov, something is banging against it. It's the door bangs against it as the piece that comes down and stops the door from swinging out freely. So, litein tachas hashokov, but underneath the this mashkov, the top lintel of the door. Rabbi Yehuda Meir k'dei lasos sandal liachorov liam liachori hashokov. I'm not sure if this was a smaller or larger amount, but using the language sandal, the Rav explains, chatichas eitz, it's a piece of wood, she mashbu bo me'ochor, the liyashir, I'm sorry, that's the Rambam. I'm sorry. The Rav explains the shokov, I mean the sandal, liyachori hashokov, It's a piece of wood behind the shakov. Regim leoniach eitz. The custom it was customary to put a piece of wood liachori hashakov lahogin behind the shakov, behind the top support for the door, in order to protect it. For nikra sandal, it's called the sandal. Kamosha sandal megin al haregel. The same way that the sandal protects the foot. So it also protects the lintel of the door. Shokov nikra bein shel Pesach bein shel Chalom. As I mentioned, that it's called refers to both the top wood of the door and of the windows, because it's unusual again to have doors in four sides, but windows on all four sides were common. So eight sim lelitain tachas hashokov underneath the mashkov, and Rabbi Yehuda Omer k'dei lasos sandal. It might be a smaller piece of wood, lachori hashokov, might be a smaller shear. And offer k'dei litain bein patsim lechavero, and enough dirt to put between the various segments of the well. Let's see what the Rav says. Patsim l'shon sedek v'kera kamo hirash de eretz pitzmosa. That you made loud noise and you created cracks within the earth. Now the Tiferes Yisroel says in terms of the dirt here, He says, Harav, Harash v'Harav Pirshu, they explained the Patsim Lishon Beka v'Sedeku. It's a language of a crack or a split, and brings down the same pasuk. V'cheinu b'Lishon Arvi Kamilas Shvir, it's a language of a break or a crack. Now, L'chora Koshi says, but apparently this is difficult. Eich Shayek Lomar Bein Sedek L'Chavero. You know, crack and another crack. Rebin Sedek L'Chavero Shebekosel, between the cracks of the walls, Munachim Shuro Savonim Okuro Shebekosel. You have rows of stones or beams or wooden beams. V'nirli L'moshe B'milas, the Milas Gozru, Nirukim Shnei Hachalokim. Two different parts that were cut apart, came v'yivosir by the brisbane of besorim. He cut apart into besorim into pieces. So it's not the area that's where the cut was. It's resulting pieces that are left are the chalakim. So here too, he says that the chalakim shenifku zemizeh nikruim b'kiyim. That the themselves are called the besomim. So the dirt is in the crack, but it's between the patsim, and the patsim are not cracks themselves, but the results of the crack. So that's where they put dirt to shore the area between the patsim, where the cracks are between the patsim, but the patsim themselves very small, not cracks per se between patsim and chavero. Now, kiros avus v'kiros hamachitza, enem etamim ben goyim. Kiros avus, the Rav says, shul behem, an avus is a feeding trough for an animal. V'kiros hamachitza. So there's a girsa in the Rav who has shows ginos for pardesos. The Ar says it in parentheses, shel ginos for pardesos. There were neschos to leave out the word chatzeros. Shel ginos of gardens, u pardesos, and of orchards. Now the Tiferes Yisrael here again goes on his. On his own way, and it comes up, it will come out to be tremendous chiddush in Nigei Batim. He says that the avos talking about here. He says it's clear cut. If it's outside of a house, even if it's mildly a structure out of a house, like a fence in for a garden or for a pardes, that wouldn't be considered Nigei Batim. And usually in avos, a trough is outside of the house. Here we're talking about a trough that's built into the wall on the inside of the house, into which by which there's a window in the middle. The animals can stick their heads through the window and reach down into this trough. So the trough is connected to the wall, so you have the components of the trough. All the walls of the trough also containing wood, stone, and dirt. And the chiddush is that since, and with mechitza also, he learns, refers to a wall that's not an outer wall of the house. So it's a mechitza, or just an extension for purposes of separating areas, like in an office or in a house where you want to separate rooms with a mechitza, not a full, not with a full wall. But what he seems to be saying. And is that actually the only types of walls that are prone to this nega of nigei batim are the external walls of the house? And he says very clearly, the kol kosel, any wall sheino osui kishur kosli abayis, which is not made like the rest of the walls of the house, lohogin mizerim umotur, to protect the house from storm, from water and rain and the like, in makabel tumah ben goyim. So that would be a big chiddush, that the internal walls of a house, meaning the walls between rooms that are built within a modern house, where you have walls, many walls, don't face the outside, aren't pertinent to the outside. perhaps most of the walls in the house aren't pertinent to the outside, and not most, but probably a good percentage are internal walls. So according to the to Feres Yisrael, those walls would not be susceptible to Tumis Negoyim. I don't know if this is agreed upon. Then the Mishnah continues with another statement. So again, the kiros avus of a trough, a feeding trough for animals, the kiros a machitza, and the walls of surrounding an orchard or a garden or gardens, einon mitamim b'negoyim, are not susceptible to negoyim. Now, yushalayim v'chutz la'aretz, ein mitamim b'negoyim. The Rav says, "Diksiba base eretz achuzasachem." It says a house in the land of your possession. We've had this pasuk already. V'chutz la'aretz eino achuzasachem. Outside of Eretz Yisrael does not belong to you. Yerushalayim nami eino lo nischalka l'shvatim. And Yerushalayim was not divided up to the tribes. The Tosfos Yom Tov points out this is a discussion in Yuma as to whether Yerushalayim was simply divided between Shvat, the Shiftei Binyamin and Yehuda and Binyamin, or it belongs, not that divided up, because there's no demarcation, but it belongs totally to all 12 tribes. And it's a machlokus. It belongs in its entirety to all 12 tribes, but not to any one specific tribe. But if it belongs to all 12 tribes, you still say base Ahuzasachem. So here I want to go to read the language of the Rambam. It's a beautiful language here. He says about Yerushalayim. He also says Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim. He's going with it wasn't divided up amongst the tribes. But he has a line that's incredible. Elhu beis avoda mishutaf l'kol ha'olam. But this is a house of service to God, which belongs not just to Israel, but Mishutaf L'Kol Olam, which the entire world has a share in it. And this is based upon, we say it every time we say Slichas. Ki Vesi Beis Tefilu Yikorei L'Kol Amim. My house will be a house of prayer for all the nations. And Yerushalayim, it includes the concept of Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash, incorporates the whole city of Yerushalayim. So Yerushalayim has, to some degree, ramifications for all nations. Again, the language of the Rambam, Yerushalayim lo nischalka l'shvatim, Elohi Beis Avoda, this is the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, Elohi Beis Avoda, Mishutaf l'chol ha'olam, which is in partnership with the entire world.